lost his fucking mind. Y'all heard what he said about Jay-Z kids? He gonna talk about Jay-Z never show his younger kids because they're retarded. That's not nice. Jay-Z kids are retarded. They just look like Jay-Z, okay? Jay-Z look retarded. You see this nigga? Records fucked up right now, damn it. My boy Jimmy Kimmel almost lost his job. Fucking talking about some other shit, man. Come on, it was Charlie Kirk. I never heard of Charlie Kirk. I never heard that nigga until he got shot. I never heard of him. I never heard of Charlie Kirk in my life. I heard of Charlie Murphy, Charlie Sheen, even Charlie motherfucking Brown. I've never heard of Charlie Kirk. I heard of Kirk Franklin. Kirk Russell, Captain Kirk. I guess Charlie Kirk was an important person because they say he got assassinated. If he was black, that nigga got shot. But I'm glad they found a killer in less than 24 hours. Meanwhile, Tupac and Biggie Killer still running the streets, my nigga. Find a nigga to find that nigga to find them niggas, goddamn. Hey, actually, they didn't find the killer. That nigga, his father turned him in. That's right. That nigga, for $100,000, and nigga mortgage was due, my fucker. The rent's come get this nigga, I need my money, please. I'm not turning my kid in for no $100,000. I don't give a fuck what the nigga did. But for $1 million, I'm gonna drive that nigga to the police station. Yes, the niggas in the car, give my money right now, please. I want all my money in nickels, my nigga. I'm not gonna waste my gas. I'm gonna call it fast. Before they come to my house, I'm gonna go to my son and say, listen, son, somebody snitch on you. Stop telling niggas your business, okay, my nigga? Yes, right. Okay, I'll be right back. Get the niggas upstairs, please. I'm just a bitch ass nigga, please. He's a dark skinned nigga with a smaller dick than mine, please. Okay? You know, just like me with a baby dick, please. Okay? I need all my money right now in nickels, please. Well, I live in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is burned down. Everybody's dead except for me, my nigga. I'm the last nigga left. My mama LA was burning down. I tried to help the firemen. They go look at me tomorrow. Are you okay? Fuck you, okay? I was born like this. Fuck you, my nigga. I'm not on fire. Put the extinguisher away. I'm a regular nigga. LA is not the same anymore. Diddy went to jail, goddammit. No more freak offs. We have to live a regular life like you niggas, motherfucker. Diddy went to court, went to jail, found not guilty in court, but still locked up. Nigga, what did you do? How are you not guilty, but you're still in jail, my nigga? What did you do to them niggas? That nigga was in court Monday to Friday. Nigga, what did you do? Why are you in court every day, my nigga? I've been in court before, 2 p.m., I'm out at 4 p.m. Nigga, what did you do? Now nigga, I was in court from February to August. Nigga, what did you do? What you do with them niggas? Why are you in court every day? They gonna get that nigga 50 months and confuse me. I went to Philadelphia Public School, my nigga. How many years is that, my nigga? What the fuck is a 15 months? This nigga is an infant, my nigga. 15 months old, nigga. How many times is that? How long is nigga locked up? What do you mean by 15 months? Don't fucking confuse me, okay? Is that 1,200 days? Nigga, help me. That nigga. Y'all listen to the court case. That shit was like listening to soft porn, my nigga. Diddy is a different type of nigga. Then you gotta let another man fuck his woman. The nigga bust a nut on his woman. Then he takes the nut and rub his nipples. Nigga, help me! What kind of nigga is this? Diddy is not going to heaven. I'm gonna tell you that shit right now. Everybody going to heaven except for Diddy. God gonna be like, everybody go to heaven. Diddy, don't move. Big nigga, go to heaven. Diddy, don't move. Grown nigga, baby clothes, go to heaven. Diddy, don't move. Jeff from State Farm, go to heaven. Diddy, don't move. Player that don't play no more, go to heaven. Diddy, don't move. Dickhead nigga, go to heaven. Diddy, don't move. Housewives of Gay City, go to heaven. Diddy, don't move. What did you do, my nigga? I'm a confession. I went to the free golf. Calm down, my nigga. Don't judge me, big nigga. Fuck you. Drink a diet water. Fuck you, my nigga. I was in the Section 8 part of the free golf. With the broken nigga from Tubi movies and Zeus Network. I have another confession. I was a sex worker. Calm down, my nigga! Fuck you, Housewives of Kid City. Fuck all of you. They call me the invisible escort. I fuck the bitches at night, I ran away in the daytime, my nigga. Then he went to jail, left us with nothing but 1,000 bottles of baby oil. That nigga had more oil than Saudi Arabia.
What?
You left a Diddy party, you gonna look like a rotisserie chicken, my nigga. Shiny like a bitch. 1,000 bottles of baby oil. Nigga, how dry are them bitches' pussy? Let me know right now. What kind of dry coochie bitches are coming to the party tonight? They're making 1,000 bottles of baby oil. What kind of Velcro coochie bitches are you inviting to the party tonight? What kind of rug burn pussy bitches are coming to this party tonight? How dry are their pussy? Do we have to add water to the period? Let me know right now. What kind of dry coochie bitches are on their way tonight that we need 1,000 bras of baby oil? Nigga, who's cooking? Are we frying chicken? Let me know right now. What kind of dry coochie bitches are coming over tonight? To the party. Oh, yeah. 1,000 bars of baby oil. Who's frying chicken?
I'm right here.
Did he know he was going to jail? He knew he was about to go to jail. He been trying to sell his house for the last year. Nobody want to buy your fucking house. Your house is full of cum, my nigga. Cum and asshole juice, motherfucker. Nobody want to buy your booty juice crib. Nobody want a house that smell like Carl Winslow's eyes. I'm just a bitch ass nigga, please. With due respect, I have no respect, please. I got mad at Diddy the first time he left the kids at the house while they fast rented the house. That nigga said, fuck them kids, I'm out. He told the kids, listen, I'm going to the store. I'll be back in 50 months. Don't let nobody hide all the baby oil. That nigga was on the airplane watching the shit on the news. They handcuff everybody in the house. Even the dogs. Woo woo, you two motherfuckers. All that shit happened after he gave Cassie 30 million. He gave her 30 million. She was still snitching. God damn. 30 million is enough money to give me amnesia, motherfucker. I've been at courthouse, you know, I don't know this nigga. I don't know Puffy or Sean John. P. Diddy or Brother Love. I have never seen this rat nigga in my life. But we know why she was up there testifying. We know why. You know, y'all saw the tape when they came out and beating her up. That was fucked up, right?
True.
When that tape came out, that nigga lost all his endorsements. The only ones that was willing to endorse him was Hawaiian Punch. That was it. And Black and Decker. And Beast by Dre. That's it. That nigga. The nigga career was over. I'm just a bitch ass nigga. And that nigga, 50 Cent is on that nigga's ass. No diddy, please. 50 is the wrong nigga to fuck with. That's the pettiest nigga alive. 50 Cent the type of nigga that would pay your mother to give him a video of you crying at 6 months old. And he's gonna wait till you grow up, he's gonna post it and say you was always a bitch ass nigga. Nigga, I was 6 months old. I'm supposed to cry. Diddy looked very suspicious from the beginning because nobody was defending him. The only ones that was defending him was Stevie J and R. Kelly. R. Kelly defending P. Diddy is like OJ defending Ike Turner, motherfucker. Or Superhead defending Monica Lewinsky. Frontier Airlines defending Spirit Airlines. Crackheads defending Ozempic users, my nigga. They are all the same niggas.
Pardon me, bro.
Shit, certain things don't belong in the same sentence. Like Bill Cosby being your bartender, nigga, no. Don't drink it, please. Or R. Kelly daycare, nigga, no. Homeschool your children, motherfucker. It's like Jeffrey Dahmer open up a restaurant. Serving finger food. And everything costs an arm and a leg. And the slogan is, you are what you eat. Jeffrey Dahmer, that nigga ate everybody except for his parents. Nigga, they were right upstairs. I guess he wanna bite the hands that fed him. I blame everything on Donald Trump, motherfucker. Trump got everybody snitching each other. That nigga Cat Williams, that little leprechaun nigga. That punk bitch nigga call ice on me, punk bitch.
What?
That midget leprechaun nigga call ice on me. Ice gonna knock my door, tell me, are you documented? I said, yes, niggas, I wrote it down, yes. I documented myself. That leprechaun midget nigga. A nigga did an interview and told 13 truth and 98 lies. The nigga lied so good, he almost convinced me that what he said about me was true. Talk about my real African with a fake accent. He's a fake pimp that had a real perm, bitch. Lying ass leprechaun, nigga. So I'm not sure if you know this or not, but about 3 years ago, I built a free school in my village. Y'all know about the school? Might know about the school you have built? Thank you very much. That's for you buying tickets to my show. You made it happen. Thank you for the support. And please, keep supporting me so I can put teachers in the school. Right in the middle of the teacher himself. Right in the play hide and seek. And Duck Duck Goose from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And they eat lunch every other week. So please, help a nigga out. That's my help a nigga face. Yo, put out your money, give me money, punk bitch. Put that phone down, you make me nervous, motherfucker. Let me see your phone. No. Who's calling us?
Who's calling us?
Check our phone, my friend. She been recording my shit. I feel like she had. Security, check my. What security at? Is there any security in here, nigga? That nigga's all clocked the fuck out? I'm gonna check the phone, my
friend.
She's gonna try to sell me my own shit after the show. Look, I got new Michael Blackson. Nigga, it's me. Cat Williams, lying ass nigga, talking about he read 3,000 books a year. Nigga, for real?
I swear to God.
How the fuck you read 3,000 books? Next book, please. The only thing that nigga read 3,000 times was his Miranda Rice, motherfucker. Cat in the interview, he told Shannon Sharp he was the one that told me to go to Africa and build a school. Who the fuck randomly tell their friends to go build a school? That's like me telling that fat nigga build a gym, motherfucker. That nigga Cat don't go close to a school. Last time Cat went close to a school, a 40-year-old nigga choked that nigga. Beat the shit out of him, a school kid. You're gonna build more schools so more kids can fuck you up? Lion eyes leprechaun nigga. Tell me he adopted 10 kids. Well, all those 10 kids when I know nigga was choking you. Lion eyes leprechaun nigga. Tell me he could run a 4.2. Nigga, I know you can't.
Yeah, right.
Only two niggas could run a 4.2. An Olympic athlete and a cracker from Elmwood, Eugene. Yeah, motherfucker. Yes, yes, I heard this from crackers at Elm, right? Elm Eugene Street, yes. Yes, I Googled it. Hey, Brody, come here. Check this phone for me, Brody. How you a security? You out of shape. Come here, motherfucker. I never seen a pregnant security in my life, goddamn. This nigga, by the time you get here, it's time to eat again, motherfucker. Go to my phone, send me all her naked pictures too, motherfucker. She has to log in, she's right here. The girl look like Alicia without the keys, right here. That's my fucking over recording my shit. I'ma call Africa on her phone. You know, make her bill very high. Take this shit in back. I'm gonna beat my meat away later, motherfucker. So all her naked pictures, goddamn you. Cat Williams. I'm not sure who lied more, Cat or Jada Pinkett, motherfucker. She lied so much, I think she killed Tupac. In fact, Tupac faked his death to run away from her. The nigga is still alive. He was right here in Greensboro. On the east side. By the food line on English and East Market. Yes, I Googled him. She gonna talk about Tupac had alopecia too, bitch, for real. If Tupac had alopecia, that means every bald head nigga has alopecia. This nigga has alopecia. Another alopecia nigga. Alopecia nigga. What's up with that hat, my nigga? Let's see, take that hat off. Come on. Alopecia! Alopecia is an STD, ladies. If a bald head nigga fuck a woman with hair, she go bald. Don't fuck this nigga again, sweetheart. Your ponytail will fall off. This nigga has alopecia in his dick. Ladies, leave them bald head niggas alone. Don't lose your hair over some dick, ladies. It's not worth it. There are a lot of regular niggas with hair. Jake from State Farm has hair. The Weekend on a Weekday has hair. Old money, new money, need money has hair. I'm still mad the husband slapped the shit out of Chris Rock. That nigga would have slapped me, I'd been pressing charges, motherfucker. Officer, that Palm Beach nigga slapped me. Fresh Prince of No Air, I don't know this nigga. He would have slapped me, I would have fell on the floor. And waited there till the police showed up. The police like, what do you see? I see a bag of money, motherfucker. I'm about to sue the fuck out this nigga. He gonna be so broke, he has to move back with his auntie and uncle in Bel Air, motherfucker. The nigga is going back to Uncle Phil's house, fuck him. He gonna be roommates with Carlton, motherfucker. They gonna talk about why Chris Rock didn't fight back. Because Will Smith is a superhero in every fucking movie. Chris Rock, every movie, crackhead. Crackhead can't fight a superhero. Hancock can't fight Pookie. After he got smacked, his ticket price went up. Netflix gave him $20 million. Somebody slapped me, my nigga. Not no broke nigga, okay? Not no East Greensboro nigga, okay? You slapped me, going to jail, motherfucker. All that alopecia shit, fuck that shit. Ladies, if you're bald headed, embrace your beauty. I hate to see a woman with no hair put a wig on and put a bonnet on a wig. Like this shit belongs to you. That's like putting a condom on a dildo, motherfucker. It's not a real dick. You put a condom on a dildo, you don't even trust yourself, bitch. You don't know where your coochie has been. Bitch, it belongs to you. Bitch, you are you. But all that shit started from entanglement. That's where it started from, entanglement. That nigga too nice. Cause my wife have entanglement, her life would be an endangerment, motherfucker. When we get home, it'll become an estranglement. You fuck another nigga, that's encouragement. He has a baby dick, that's embarrassment. Now if they kill you and hide a body, that's abandonment. Collect the insurance money, that's entitlement. And as soon as the police come to arrest me, I'm like, that's not what I meant. I'm just a bitch ass nigga. But all jokes aside, it's been a very rough time in Hollywood, man. Everybody in Hollywood is catching on sexual allegation case. Right now, somebody's suing Tyler Perry. About 6 months ago, it was Jay-Z. That nigga already had 99 problems. And now he has 100 problems and the bitch is one, motherfucker. Everybody catching a sex case. I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm not fucking no woman without an eyewitness in the room. Fuck that shit. And my lawyers on FaceTime.
For sure.
And I'm fucking every woman with a body cam. You see me? I see you, right? We are both happy, right? My lawyer is watching. Bitch, say something. Before I come. I just came. Now you have to go. Bitch, are you okay? I'm coming again. That's my cum face. It's happening, all my kids. Bitch, don't look at me. Bitch, look at me. Bitch, don't look. Everybody caught a sex case. They even went after Bill Cosby. Old ass Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby must have a big ass dick. How the fuck them bitches remember he fucked them 40 years ago? In their sleep. All they said they remember was dick and sweater. Sweater and dick. Dick, sweater, dick. He said he wore no drawers, just dick and sweater. Every time he bust a nut, he put a new sweater on. Dick, sweater, dick, nigga. Every old woman in America snitch on our nigga. Bitches woke up from the grave just to snitch. They said, well, all did you remember? She said, dick and sweater. Remember, 1996, when I started doing comedy, I went over to that nigga's house, 3 p.m. Every bitch was asleep. I said, Bill, what the fuck is in this jello pudding pot? He said, oh, time for dick and sweater. As soon as he went to the bathroom, I said, bitches, wake up. This nigga is gonna fuck you. I see it in his eyes. He got new shapeless or sweaters today. He got lotus sweaters. Swissy sweater, Gucci sweater, white Peter sweater, Jake from State Farm sweater, grown nigga baby clothes sweater. You don't wake up, I'm gonna fuck you too, bitch. Dick sweater nigga is on his way. Bitch, the nigga is here. Dick sweater nigga.
Oh, shit.
After being in America for almost 30 years, they finally made me a citizen. Can I get some love for that shit, man? 30 years, they legalized weed before they made me legal. Fuck them niggas. You trying to tell me a blunt is more important than weed? Who said yes, punk bitch? Big nigga, eat that motherfucker for me. Nah, you have to take a test to be a citizen. I failed that test 25 years in a row when I fucked up.
What?
Answer these dumbass questions. What's the capital of the United States? Greensboro, bitch. I don't fucking know. They gonna ask me when it's Labor Day. Monday to Friday, motherfuckers. That's when niggas go to work. Labor is work. You gonna ask me when it's Independence Day. When you turn 18, my nigga. Happy birthday, he's an independent nigga. Get the fuck out of my house. They gonna ask me who wrote the Declaration of Independence. Kendrick Lamar, I don't fucking know. Snoop Doggy Dog, bitch, okay? Milli Vanilli, nigga, help me. They gonna ask me where did John F. Kennedy get shot, and he got Smith Holmes, but I fuck out there. That's where most niggas getting shot at. You wanna get shot, I'll tell you how you get there, motherfucker. From here, make a right on Holden, left on Florida, keep going till you get shot, my nigga. Yes, I googled it, and I saw three dead niggas. You know, ask me who fought in World War I and World War II. The Bloods and the Crips, my nigga, okay? These niggas. Ask me to sing the Star Spangled Banner. I said, listen, Americans don't know that shit. I was like, oh, say, can't you see? See? By the starlight, delight. Yeah. What so proudly we proud? As the starlight's last gleam through the home, meow, meow, meow. They said, pack your shit and leave right now. And take the alopecia nigga with you. You gonna ask me who's the first color president? Nigga, Trump.
What?
The nigga is orange. Okay, tangerine. Mellow yellow. Cheetos. Hot Cheetos. What color is that nigga, please? Who said taupe? That's a funny motherfucker, ain't he? Talk about the immigrants are in the past. The immigrants are in Ohio, in the past. They eat the dogs and the cats. My years ago. Let me tell you something. In America, y'all eat chickens and cows. Those are other people's pets, okay? You eat my pet, eat your pet, punk bitch. Pet for a pet, motherfucker. Put the chicken down and let the dog go, my nigga. Now, who the fuck idea was to come up this shit called pets? That's another form of slavery, motherfucker. Who the fuck told you the animals want to leave the bushes and come and live in the house with you and your ugly ass children? When you get home tonight, open your door, let the animals go. Free them niggas tonight! Got the dog in the yard barking woo woo. The nigga wants to go home. Let the nigga go! Hire a security guard, let the nigga go. Got the fucking cat in the house. Meow, meow, meow. The bitch wants to go home. Catch your own fucking mouse. Let the nigga go. Get home tonight, open your door, free your animals. It's already Juneteenth. Let them niggas go. And when you run out of dog food, stop feeding your dog nigga food and giving him nigga problems. You got a dog with high blood pressure. Let the nigga go. A chihuahua with high cholesterol. Free that nigga. A hamster with hernia. Let the nigga go. Donald Trump. Who the fuck cut that nigga's hair? That's what I want to know. He must go to the barber shop. Comb my shit here. Comb it back. Let's try the front. Put the shit back. Fuck it, I quit. Just fuck up this side. Like you fucked up that side. Fuck me up evenly, motherfucker. Don't laugh at that nigga, that's your president. Have some fucking respect for that orange nigga. He had 34 felonies. He had 14 RICO charge. 38 pussy grabs. He still won the election. Who is this nigga? He must be a real gangster nigga. He must be from the east side of Greensboro. By the food line on English and East Market. That's Tupac's nigga. And Joe Biden, that nigga was all fucked up, wasn't he? I'm going this way. Now I've decided to go that way. Which way should I go? Nigga, go home. A nigga has every disease that ends with an A, motherfucker. Alzheimer, amnesia, dementia, asthma, mesothelioma. And soon to have alopecia. How old is that nigga? In his early thousands? That nigga so old, if you tell that nigga to act his age, he would die. Act his age. Ladies, were y'all ready for lady president, ladies? Y'all was ready for that?
Yeah!
I was there, but Trump said, try again, but I fucked up. I fucked around and found out. The ladies were ready to paint the White House pink, right, ladies? Girl power, ooh. Bitches in charge. Niggas ain't shit. Where my hoes at? Trump said not today. America had a bunch of white presidents. They had one black president who almost had a lady. After that, let's just go all out. Get us a gay president. Big nigga, you okay with a gay president, son? Yes or no, the gay president? Yes or no, I need to know right now. Come on. Come on, my nigga. I can't. Yes, he said yes to a president, soft dick. Okay. Dickhead nigga, are you okay with a gay president? He said, fuck no. My president will do no split in the middle of the White House with a ball in his mouth. No.
Grown nigga, baby clothes. Are you okay with a gay president? Yes, sir. He said, fuck no. The president would have shoved no dildo up his ass in the middle of a White House speech. Jake from State Farm, my email right now. Yes, I know the gay president. Yes, no, maybe what? It like, what the fuck does that mean, my nigga? As long as he don't suck your dick, you're okay with it, right? Play it and don't play. No more. Come on, help me out right now. Are you okay with a gay president? Oh, yes or no, sir. Yes or no to a gay president. Come on, my nigga. It's twisted hot. Look like Johnny Cash with a concussion. Help me out right now. Look like Rick Ross daddy. Help me out right now. Yes or no. You don't care what happens. The nigga that look like a pastor or no church. Are you okay with a gay president? Nobody believes in a nigga. He has no congregation. Listen to that. And you're okay. You're sitting next to the deacon's wife. You ain't shit, my nigga. But if not your wife is the deacon's wife, you're going to hell, my nigga. You ain't gay, you're going to hell. I'm telling you right now. Yes or no to a gay president. I need a girl right now. Yes or no. You don't give a fuck if your president shove a carrot up his ass. Let's get us a gay president. I'm not talking about any closet, muscle type nigga. I'm talking about flamboyant. Happy ass nigga. ATL Lennox Mall type nigga. I'm talking about this nigga. Period. I see you. Damn, this shit hurts. It's painful being gay. That's your next president, dick sucking president. So you're a very happy White House. And America gonna attack all their enemies from behind. Iran, bend over right now. No diddy. Psych diddy. Period. Everything gonna change in the White House. For breakfast, I'm gonna eat Fruit Loops and Fruity Pebbles. Drink Fruit Punch and Fruitopia. For dinner, it's hot dogs, sausage, cucumbers, meatloaf with extra meat. Corn on a cob with extra butter. And that's what make America great. You could be whatever you want to be in this country. It's okay with me. America has taught me to accept everybody for who they are. LGBTQ and whatever new letter they're gonna add to it next week. I'm going to support that new letter to you. In some part of Africa, it's illegal to be gay. Wow. If a man is caught sucking another man's dick or playing with his balls, that nigga is going to jail. Can you imagine two gay niggas in the room doing that? You're clapping to that. You're an asshole. She said, lock that nigga up. And he do those. Can you imagine that shit? That's a real law. Two niggas in the room doing what gay niggas do. I don't know what gay niggas do. I'm not a gay nigga. But if you're here tonight, you're a gay nigga, please raise your hand. And tell me what gay niggas do. There is no gay nigga in Greensboro. Before I got here today, I did my Google research. Google told me after every 9 person in Greensboro, the 10th person is gay. So either raise your hand, or I will start counting. Where are the gay niggas? You have left me with no choice. Good luck to all y'all niggas. Let the counting begin. I'm gonna find 5 gay niggas tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Big nigga! Big nigga! know that you are gay. That's a big gay nigga. He will punch your face and suck your dick.
What?
Do anybody else want to confess right now? I have to continue. 1, 2, 3. My nigga, don't duck. You are gay. You are gay for ducking your head. There's two gay niggas. The big nigga and the ducking nigga. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Dickhead nigga. Dickhead nigga. That woman is a cover up. You are also gay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Pastor in no church. Jay's homie. You are gay. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Play that or don't play no more. Old plain nigga. You've been gay since 1965. You are also gay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Jay from State Farm. Jay from State Farm, you lied to me. I am switching to Geico. You are awesome. With all the gay nigga I just called, please raise your hand. Raise your hand and represent your clique, please. Come on, big nigga, don't let me die. Dickhead nigga. Talking nigga. Pastor with no church. Don't play no more. Jay from State. I have one question for you, gay niggas. Why are you gay? I don't know what gay niggas do. I know what gay ladies do.
Wow! My stomach.
Oh, God. Let him know! He's like, I'm in it!
Period! I tried trying to date a lesbian chick one time. I thought I could undyke this bitch. Yes, undyke, turn her life around. Pull dick back in her life. That shit did not work. She started sucking my dick like she eat pussy. Bitch, put my legs down right now, bitch. I'm a boy, bitch. Put my legs down. Get my legs from behind my head. This shit hurts. I hate you. I have torn my ACL, bitch. Stop sucking my titties. I'm a nigga. Shrimps, I'm a regular boy, bitch. I'm not a hero. Nigga, man. Brother, bitch. Joanna, man.
Yo, I'm
That's not right. And what about human rights? Be what the fuck you wanna be, damn it. Look, man, today, tomorrow you wanna be a woman, cut your dick off. Take a picture of you. The bigger it is, the further it will go. You wanna dick, get a dick, you wanna coochie to get a coochie, have both of them motherfuckers. Put the coochie on your hips so you can make money on the side. This is your side hustle. where America is going. In my 10 years, America gonna make sure that everybody's gay or you're gonna lose your job. Or your favorite comedian's gonna be gay in 10 years. Kevin Hart gonna be gay. That nigga's new name gonna be Sweet and Low. Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock gonna be Peaches and Cream. I'm gonna be the only straight nigga left running for my life. And then you guys catch me, my name be Knight Rider. Or Sexual Chocolate. Or Midnight Train to Georgia. Everybody gonna be gay in 10 years. The police. A pow, pow, pow. Da-da-da-da-da. Everything will be gay. Go to the zoo, all the animals gay. Tigers, Amara. Amara. Babies will be born gay. You want mommy to breastfeed you? Mm-hmm. Get them titties away from me. Where's daddy? I'm just a bitch ass nigga. Okay, I think your money is about to expire, motherfucker. We have $1.10 left. Back to the little leprechaun nigga cat try to call me a fake African. Who the fuck lied about being an African? That's what I want to do. Who wants to get deported for free, my nigga? I'm 100% African, born in Africa from two African parents. If you look very closely at my face, you'll notice I'm not mixed with nothing, my nigga. My mother's black, my dad is black, huh? And my grandmother's black as shit. And my grandfather's blacker than a motherfucker. There is no Indian in my family, my nigga. Okay?
Oh, no.
This ain't no baby here, motherfucker, okay? I have to take Tylenol before I comb this bitch. A lot of things I didn't know till I came to America. I didn't know I was dark skinned till I got here. What the fuck y'all laughing at? Because in Africa, we never saw complexion. We all looked at each other as the same. I came to America, I'm playing with the kids. He said, damn, you black. I said, of course. We are all black. He said, no, nigga. You black as shit. This one kid told me I look like I was baptized on a skillet. I said, fuck you. He told me every time he turned off his TV, I come on, fuck you. He told me whatever happens in the dark will come to light except for me. We need to make America black again. We need more black people. A black man, fuck more. Make children. Fuck anything. Fuck a road. Just make a black baby. Yeah. As black as I am, it don't matter what race I fuck, I'm guaranteed to have a black baby, motherfucker. I could fuck a ghost, I'm gonna still have a dark skin nigga. I got all kinds of kids. I got a black kid, I got a black woman. I just had a Chinese nigga the other day, motherfucker. Maybe half Cambodian, half African. I hope Trump don't deport this little nigga, motherfucker. They be confused and shit, that nigga eating fufu with soy sauce. An Egyptian baby too, damn it, baby, come on, half Christian, half Muslim. People work hard as shit, but you can't bring home the bacon, my nigga. In about 10 years, 18 years, when I fucked a white woman, I had twin boys, came out blue eyes and nappy hair. Big dick and a flat ass. Call them niggas Kuntago Berg. Black women don't get mad at me because I fucked a white woman. I only fucked a white woman because I wanted to fuck up a family tree, motherfucker. Make sure there's always a nigga at her dinner table, motherfucker. And I also left as a single mother. Welcome to the struggle, bitch, okay? I'm an equal opportunity type of nigga. Tell my kids I see them in the NFL draft. I'm just a bitch ass nigga. But before I leave, I'm sick and tired of these motherfuckers putting these African kids on TV. Talking about for 40 cents a day. You can feed them. What the fuck y'all think we eat? They only cost 40 cents a day. Grasshoppers? And it's been 40 years, they got the same videos with the same kids. These niggas are grown up. Get some new motherfuckers. I was one of them kids. get my baby videos off your fucking TV. I started from the bottom, now I'm here. Stop sending your money, them kids ain't hungry. We were all actors. That shit was my first gig. Do I look familiar for the commercials? He said, yes, fuck you, motherfucker. For those who don't recognize me, I'm refreshing your minds right now.
What's that shit, G? What's that shit, G? What's that shit, G? What's that shit, G?